Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart, Podcast Health, Radio MD, wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. You're the reason we do this. And of course, we're brought to you by our usual sponsors, Life's First Naturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. And of course, For Youngevity, For Youngevity.com. I should also mention that ForYoungevity.com will have their longevity coaching program soft launched this week. So if you want it, the 14th is the week that it will be launched. I guess we may be a little bit ahead, so it may have been last week. And it's also being used at LifespanEdge128.com. LifespanEdge, going for 128 years.com. That's LifespanEdge.com. We'll use that program. And we also learned a couple more companies will start using it. So there are now 9 companies that will be using ForYoungevity.com to help their employees stay well. If you want your employees to stay well and you have some say in it, go to ForYoungevity.com. The best medical news of the week is 1259A. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. And poor olfaction, that's smelling, is associated with an increased risk of cardiac heart disease and cardiac abnormalities, that is cardiac events, for us people over the age of 65. And second story, and by the way, that olfaction is a Roizen rule for younger you. Test yourself with 4 smells every day, be they alcohol or some garlic or rosemary or lavender, whatever your favorite. Garlic is another one. Whatever your favorite is, I use alcohol rubs and, if you will, Clorox rubs every morning to smell, as well as smelling some garlic and lavender and rosemary every evening. Take those whiffs in, and as long as you're smelling good, and even you can improve on it. The change in seasons right now has given me a post-nasal drip, as it does many people. Use those saline washes like I do. But the poor olfaction, when you can't smell things, get help fast. Patients with GLP-1s, can you quit it? Well, it turns out that this is a study that they can spread out the frequency at which you receive it. Now, last week, my esteemed colleague and writing partner on 14 books and over 5,000 columns, Dr. Mehmet Oz, did the great miracle of negotiating most favored nation treatment for the GLP-1s. That's Wegovia, Ozempic, Mounjaro, tirzepatide, and Zepbound, so that they will be at most $50 a month to anyone on Medicare and Medicaid. I think the insurance companies will, in fact, cover even that $50. And for the rest of us, they're at a greatly reduced price. We understand. I don't know exactly what that price is. It was rumored $140 a month for those not on Medicare or Medicaid at the lowest dose, and $240 a month at a higher dose. But that's the data so far, and maybe you can spread it out and not need it as frequently, which lowers the cost. Adherence to the Mediterranean and DASH diets reduces insomnia in women. Randomized controlled study, they gave them 3 diets, and the ones on the DASH and Mediterranean diet had a major reduction in sleep problems. So go to the diet. That's our Odd Omegas story of the week. The plateaued weight loss is our longevity, is the next disruptor story of the week. How long does people with dementia, how long do they survive? turns out if you develop dementia before age 65, you're likely to be alive 7 years later. That's a tough job for caregivers. So make sure if you're starting to develop it, if you've got a history of it, talk to your physician about getting therapeutic plasma exchange to get around the issue. Women need less exercise than men to gain similar protection against coronary heart disease. We think that's because the mechanism of coronary heart disease is different in women and men, at least until the estrogen goes away. The story that we're worried about, long-term testosterone therapy was associated with an increased 40% increased risk of major adverse cardiac events. This is an epidemiology study, and so you got to take it with a little bit of disbelief, meaning they used electronic medical records, and they didn't match the people up very well, didn't look at those using other therapies to build muscle artificially, such as growth hormone or other, such as ashwagandha releasing agent. We don't really know the data on that. So that's also a problem of BS, bad science, and why media is a problem with this. That's why you listen to docs like me, because melatonin is linked to a threefold higher risk of heart failure if you've taken it for 8 years and early death. Well, the problem is, what's the comparison group? The comparison group is people who didn't have any need for an insomnia medicine. Maybe it's the need for the insomnia medicine that is the etiology or some underlying etiology, such as inflammation in both. No randomized controlled trial showed this. In fact, the randomized controlled trial of melatonin for cancer prevention showed no early death. In fact, a prolongation. So what do we say? Well, it's maybe a caution of melatonin. Make sure you take vacations from it 1 week every month. But I doubt this is actually occurring. And our big problem this week, well beyond wellness, 80% of women don't seek medical care for menopausal symptoms. And if you look at it, maybe that's because they were scared off because of Prempro, a bad choice of estrogen, in my humble opinion, and a bad progestin, in my opinion. You want an estrogen that's bioidentical in a patch, if you can, and a micronized progestin that doesn't antagonize the effect of the estrogen, and make sure you're taking baby aspirin as well and not doing extreme sports. Why the baby aspirin? Because 70% of the side effects of the estrogen and progestin are, in fact, increased clotting. That's also true with testosterone, so make sure you're taking a baby aspirin with that. Those are the top news stories of the week. This is 1259A. The A's are always the medical, top medical stories of the week and what they mean to you. What they mean this week, women, get help for menopause. If you're taking melatonin, take a break from it. And if you have a problem smelling, keep smelling four different smells a day and get help for that. And if you have a problem with insomnia and sleep, make sure you go on the Mediterranean or DASH diets with rigor, and you'll get better sleep. Thanks to our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Trubiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, very important Dye Rescue to help with the GLP-1s when you increase dose or if you're having nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. And, of course, ForYoungevity.com, our new coaching program to help you get younger and stay younger for longer. Thanks again. This is Dr. Mike Roizen wishing you a great week. Remember the bees? We have a great guest for the bee today. Steven Sidorov, The Nine Pillars of Resistance, A Proven Path to Master Stress, Slow Aging, and Increased Vitality. And he wrote a wonderful book called just that, The Nine Pillars of Resilience. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. We hope you are.